For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. Influenza is now widespread in Connecticut, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. According to the State Department of Public Health, cases of flu-like illnesses in the state are spiking earlier than normal this year. DPH says 254 people tested positive for the flu as of December 9th, and nearly 100 people have been hospitalized. Early reports nationwide indicate that the more severe strain of the flu, H3N2, has been the most prevalent. As always, a flu shot is the best way to ward off a debilitating and potentially deadly bout of the illness, but media reports claiming that this year's vaccine is only 10% effective may have prompted some to avoid the flu shot altogether. Dr. Ulysses Wu, chief of infectious diseases at St. Francis Hospital, says that 10% figure is misleading. Speaking on WNPR's Where We Live, Wu says the reports are based on data coming out of Australia, where flu strains can be very different than those in New England.
The actual vaccine effectiveness was actually about 33%. But the predominant circulating strain was something called H3N2, and there was only a 10% effectiveness they found in Australia, only Australia, which comprised 55% of the circulating strains, not all of them.
Dr. Wu says despite the vaccine being only partially effective, the benefits of getting the flu shot far outweigh the risks.
Overall, the morbidity and mortality that is prevented with the flu vaccine, is the benefit is much greater. And there's actually even thought that those who receive the flu vaccine, even if you are exposed to influenza, it may temporize the disease to a certain extent.
And it's not too late to get a flu shot. Dr. Wu says the flu season in Connecticut could extend into April. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.